As one of Arizona's founding five C's, citrus production predates statehood. Today, citrus trees still line roadways across the valley, but the industry is stuck. And for one fruit, the market can no longer grow. From KJZZ's business desk, Heather Van Blockland explains how the Arizona lemon is getting squeezed.
Actually, some people who go and will see a tree that isn't being used and will knock on a door and ask if it can be foraged by just seeing things that are going unused and asking permission, which I will stress, ask permission of, as someone whose lemon tree was stripped of lemons while she was on vacation last year.
Pamela Hamilton is publisher and editor of Edible Phoenix magazine.
Just keeping our agricultural land available here in the valley. In the time that I've been here, the amount of farmland that's been paved over and turned into housing developments is astonishing.
She's talking about all farmland, including citrus acreage. Harold Payne is manager of the 2,000-acre Fort McDowell Tribal Farm. Only one-tenth of that is lemon trees.
So lemons are actually the most profitable, because a lemon tree will produce three times as much fruit as a navel tree, and the prices are higher. So it doesn't take a lot of math to figure out if you have a choice, you'd be growing lemons.
And people are eating more lemons. Used in cooking and flavorings and drinks, worldwide demand for lemons is at an all-time high. But growers in Arizona are not producing more lemons to meet the rising demand.
The problem is there is no more water. All of the water is allocated that is in the rivers in Arizona. It's actually over-allocated.
Cities and tribes have the highest water priority. Farmers are last in line, which means a smaller lemon crop on limited land with limited water. And prices rise. Add on weather events and natural disasters, and prices fluctuate even more.
And so that's really why you saw the price of lemons rise to very, very high prices towards the end of the summer, was because of the early season and the early harvest of lemon combined with the extreme heat in the latter part of the summer. There just wasn't enough supply to meet the demand.
Harold Edwards is CEO of Limonera, one of the oldest and largest citrus growers in the U.S., once part of Sunkist. His groves in Southern California were damaged this year by hotter temperatures.
And the lemons that were hanging on the tree really had a hard time with that, and the trees had a hard time with that. And so you had a lot of fruit that was not able to make it through that heat event and fell onto the ground.
And prices rose. In early June, the average price of a lemon box was $36. By July, it was $55. By mid-September, $70.
They tend to be somewhat inelastic from the standpoint of if you go to the grocery store and a lemon costs 30 cents or you go to that same grocery store and it costs 90 cents, consumers typically buy lemons and don't necessarily let that price differential influence their decision.
There is no alternative for lemons when making things like lemonade or lemon meringue pie, but lemons can get expensive. Part of the problem is there's just not enough citrus grown in Arizona anymore. Glenn Wright is a University of Arizona Extension Specialist for tree fruits.
Well, because of urbanization, primarily in the Phoenix area, and a number of years of poor returns, the industry has shrunk to about 12,000 acres.
But it wasn't always like this.
At one point in the 70s, okay, the Arizona citrus industry, which wasn't just lemons, it included oranges, was about 80,000 acres. Quite a lot of it, maybe 40% or so in the Phoenix area, and another 60% in the Yuma area.
Arizona lemons now grow on only 15% of the acreage they once covered in the 70s. Arizona's lemon harvest for 2018 is expected to be its lowest in almost a decade, with production declining to less than half of what it was in 2011. In Phoenix, I'm Heather Van Blockland for KJZZ News.